All right, welcome to QT and Overdrive. I'm Q.
I am T, and we are back.
We haven't been on in quite a while.
Long hiatus.
Been over, a little over a month, right?
I think so. Yeah, I really do. I think it's been 4 or 5 weeks.
Had a lot going on, though.
Yeah, we did. We did.
So, you know, we got a little bit of vacation time, a little bit of traveling.
Q took me to freaking haunted place,
which will be a different show.
Will be a different show.
Different show. We'll save that for a different show.
Yeah. Took me there.
That has to be done at night.
Yes, it does. It has to be creepy and spooky, man.
Yeah, definitely. So it's been like I said, it's been quite a while since we've been on, and like I said, we had a lot going on. So today we decided to go play some golf.
In a monsoon.
Yeah, every 5 minutes or 10 minutes, there was a little bit of monsoon. The rain would go, and then the sunshine would come out. And then
didn't know if we should wear sunglasses or not, man. Right.
But
didn't help my game any, though.
Well, I mean, it didn't help that we had some snobby little ass kids in front of us either.
Yeah. I guess we are going to go there.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go there.
Definitely.
So, but, not that Q and I are huge golfers. I mean, we like golf. It's one of those things. But there is golf etiquette.
Definitely.
But these guys didn't have it. And, you know, it could be because you about took one of their heads off with a golf ball.
But that was an accident.
It was an accident. We couldn't see them. I understand that.
Well, I did apologize.
You did apologize. But I will say, it was an awesome drive.
It was good.
It was awesome.
It was good, but I mean, it's hard to see on that hole, right? So to see awesome. Where they were at.
That's right.
I did get on top of the golf cart to see if they were gone.
You most certainly did. Couldn't see it.
And couldn't see them. So
we decided to take the shot.
So, but what can you do? And they did say, "Hey, what they say? You want to
tee off with them,
right? And then go ahead of them."
Yeah, but
I mean, we didn't realize they were that slow, though.
No, they were extremely slow.
Like, really slow.
You know? Now, either you're a professional golfer and you're this, that, and the other, but, you know, you don't need to sit there and try to pretend like you can read greens and cup your hands above the billiard cap.
And have your little binoculars.
Have your little binoculars.
When you're 6 feet away.
Yeah, 6 feet away from the pen and go, oh, I'm 6 feet away. And then we got somebody that's just joined, man. Who's joined?
Hey, BRM. E answered last to you. Welcome QT and Overdrive. I'm Q.
I am T, and welcome for joining us. We haven't been on for a while, and we'd like any listeners to join. Let us know where you're from. We'd really appreciate that.
Yeah, let us know if you play golf.
Exactly.
So this is an odd time for us to be on, but we are going to try different times and see what listeners we can get, and maybe different topics and stuff that we normally do, but thanks for joining us.
Okay.
But anyway, so, you know, I think after, I mean, the first couple of holes, man, 6 or 7 holes are actually pretty good.
Well, speak for yourself, man.
Well, I mean, we both had some good shots.
Well, no, but, you know, I will say, you know, I only lost 2 balls on the first 6 or 7 holes. It was the back nine that killed me.
Oh, the back nine, I think I lost 25 balls.
Yeah.
I don't think I lost, but maybe one of the first nine.
And here we go for the first commercial. You know, Academy Sporting Goods will be sponsoring T and Q in the next golf invitational. Because we buy more golf balls from Academy Sporting Goods than anybody in the free world.
Right. And I definitely will have to go back the next time we go, because I'm getting a little short on golf balls.
I am too. But, you know, I will let you know, listeners, know that Q has the coolest golf balls. You know, I go buy reconditioned golf balls because I'm looking to save money, because I already know it's going in the water or it's going in the forest. Q buys these neon yellow and pink and
because I got to know where they are.
I understand.
Sometimes I end up in places that I can't find them.
And let me just let y'all know this. This makes no logical sense to me, but, you know, it just makes Q feel good. So, you know, if it does, hey, that's great. He has floater golf balls that he uses on the water hazards because both of us go into the drink on that. But it's not like we go and fish these damn things out. No. We just look at the damn thing floating in the middle of the pond.
Just want to see if it works.
That's it.
But I guess if we wouldn't hit it in the middle of it, and maybe just hit on the edge, we could still get
well,
it.
Well, you know, playing behind those guys today, we probably could have waited for a few to float back.
Right. We got yeah. We could have hit them in there, went, you know, three holes down, went back, got the balls, and they'd still be trying to tee off.
Yeah, it was terrible. And, you know, I will tell you, you know, at the split, so, you know, at the nine, we already drank all our beer, which, you know, that's a shocker.
But, yeah.
You know, so we had more beer in the car, so we got more ice, more beer, and I couldn't find out what door Q was coming out of, so I drove around the car.
Wait. But there's a reason for that.
What's that?
Because, so when I went in there, so YT went in there, that went to the car to get more beer, I went in there to get some more ice. But there was these guys in front of me that decided they didn't know what kind of beer they wanted to drink.
Yeah, they only had six beers to choose from.
That was attending a conversation with the poor girl that was trying to, you know, help them. And believe it or not, they chose Bud Light and Bud Light, Bud Orange.
Oh, Bud Orange, one of my favorites of all times. You know, I mean, come on.
So... out of the eight choices you had, not you, but they had, they picked Bud Orange, and not my favorite, but one of the most popular beers around, Bud Light.
Yeah, it is.
It took 10 minutes to decide that.
And you know what else is probably, you know, just really bad? They probably mixed the two together when they got in the cart.
They may have been together anyway.
Who knows? But, yeah, so, you know, I got the beer. I pulled up to the front door. And she didn't come out. And meanwhile, I got to preface this because we were behind these slow ass golfers. That
oh yeah,
these guys would sit there and look through their binoculars, measure the distance, do everything else, take 42 practice swings, and then still hit the shit in the weeds. But hey, and then go try to find the shit when it's in the bush. You know, come on, man.
And there's more to that, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a minute. But so I'm waiting for him at the front. Well, he didn't come out the front door, so I went to the side door. He wasn't there. Went to the back door. He wasn't there, so came back around. Went back to the front door. He wasn't there. Came back to the side door. Went to the back door again. And, so not only did I lose golf balls today, I lost my golfing partner. Pretty traumatic, guys.
And I only came out one door, but it's these guys were taking so long to pick a beer, and I was, behind them. So then that took forever.
So, can you imagine being behind those guys? Because that shit would have taken forever.
And I think there was like six of them.
There were six of them. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
So I mean, I don't know. I mean, we still had fun.
Oh, had a great time, man.
We had a good time, and
great time. My fingers are pretty low. Look at that shit. From the monsoon.
The crazy part is today it was like, 85 degrees?
85 tops.
85, yeah, tops. The sun was in and out. There was rain. So me and
nice cool breeze.
And so me and T, the last couple of times we went, it was been like 95 degrees or something like that.
And humidity was about 95.
120.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I mean, we got to the back nine, it would be like, I'm gonna skip this hole real quick. You can go ahead and play it.
So what you were getting at was we did all that.
Yeah, we did all that shit. So, which probably took
20 minutes.
20 minutes, easy. Because I know you took a piss too.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did.
So, it took 20 minutes. So then we go to the 10th hole because we're at the split thinking, okay. We're going to let these young butthead slow golfers get way ahead of us. They were on the second golfer. Oh, I'm sorry. They were on the third golfer because there were still two of them that had tee off.
And they were like putting their phones on the ground. And
I don't know what they were measuring, earthquake. Hell, I don't know. I don't know, but
I think they're a bunch of dick shits, to be honest with you. It really pissed me off, I can tell you that.
I did.
We eventually went around and passed them.
I think we what, skipped the 12th?
Yeah, but maybe 11th. 11th or 12th, we had to had no choice but to go around them.
I did want to punch them in the throat, though.
God, they were terrible.
It was bad.
And it's not like they were that great either. I mean, they were hitting the balls in the woods. That one guy, he would walk back and forth with no club.
Yeah, and wait a second now, guys. I mean, I'm just going to tell you, I don't know golf that well, but, you know, if you're going to shag these balls to the right and the left and put them in the freaking trees, don't wear a motherfucking pink shirt because people can see you for miles around. And he would be out there. And I'm going to tell you, when Q says that he'd walk out there without a club, so he'd walk to go look at the lie to see how the ball was lying, and then he would walk. And, you know, we're not talking 10, 12 feet. We're talking yards. You know, 30 yards and look at the lie and then come back and wait. He didn't bring one club. He brought two.
But the thing was, some of those, when he was walking, wasn't even his ball.
No, he was just out looking for shit, man. Out looking for shit. I mean, it was freaking crazy.
And then one guy was trying to teach people how to hit the ball, right? That one guy that was like,
yeah, I mean,
standing in front of him. Jeez, it was a damn nightmare, is what it was.
And then, you know, we got to the water hazard on 9. And then I think they were talking to turtles or something, man. They were, man.
They really were.
They walk up to the, you know, walk up to the water and, you know, look at the little freaking turtles and
they
shit.
They didn't give a shit if anybody was behind them or not. It was pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. But hey, I will tell you, it started off great, man, because we got attacked by bees.
Oh yeah,
what you say?
That'll lead into another story.
Yeah, and I will tell you, you know, I'm okay with bees, but you know, Q does not like bees.
No, I do not. And then, and for some reason, as soon as we got out of the car, there were bees everywhere.
Oh, they were everywhere, man.
And then sweat bees were everywhere.
And for y'all that don't know what sweat bees are, they're little baby bees.
Yeah. And they were
I don't know if they can sting you, but
yeah, they can. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They sting you. They don't hurt that much, but they'll leave a little whelp or whatever. Yeah.
A little whelp.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just
I'd rather have a sweat bee sting me. Actually, I'd rather have 5 sweat bees sting me than a real bee. I mean, they're real bees, but, you know, a big bee, bumblebee.
Okay. Well, you know, since we're talking about getting stuck, I'm just going to bring up something else here. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with golf, guys, but, you know, I was growing up and I was in Texas. I went deer hunting and I climbed up my tree into my blind. And there was a wasp nest there.
And to your what?
A wasp nest. My,
No. Your what?
My tree blind.
What the hell?
You know, to ambush a freaking deer. You know, you sit up in the...
I'm from New York, man. I don't know that lingo.
Y'all just hit the motherfuckers with a car.
That would have made sense to me.
Yeah.
So what do you call it, a blind?
It's called a blind.
So it's like a little...
Yeah, it's a little enclosure.
Enclosure in a tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. But it could be an enclosure. I mean, mine was... You know, back to nature. So mine was just like a bunch of branches and shit.
Okay, I got you.
Little platform one. But there was this little wasp nest over there, and you know, it was November, December-ish. So you know, figured you know the wasps had vacated and they were gone. So dumbass T pokes it with his rifle because there's no deer around. They were in the nest, so. They were flying around and shit. 30-06 in a tree, wasp flying around your head, no safety on because, you know, you got to pop it in. I had a wasp back into my nose and sting me in my nose.
No. Yeah. I would have fell out of the tree.
I did fall out of the
did
tree.
Did you fall out of the tree?
And I had every fucking branch on that. I'm sorry, I'm cussing a little too much, man.
It's Saturday. It's okay.
Okay. But, yeah, so, yeah. I don't like it either. But you know, Q probably has a golf story, a golf course story about a bee.
So let me lead with this, and then I'll get into that because
I'm sure you will.
Because I'm going to make this a little bit better.
That's fine. Man.
No, because I was sitting there, and T was in the cart, and I was behind the cart getting my club, so he couldn't see
me. You weren't getting clubs; you're getting a beer.
A beer, a club, okay. Whatever you want to call it. So. I went there, right? And there, like I said, we had this whole deal with all these bees and sweat bees and stuff. So I felt something come by my head, and I was like a little like that. But it was actually a butterfly.
But so, I will tell you, he really did it mute.
I did.
He did it mute because there was no sound.
Right.
Was,
yeah.
I think
so. I was in shock. So I mean, at that time, I didn't tell T that happened. So a little while later, T's teeing off. Not teeing off, but you know,
fairway. Nice shot. I'll take it. Oh, yeah. It was my shot.
In fairway. So I'm sitting there, you know, in the cart watching them.
Because we started a new rule. It was probably on the 14th hole.
Yeah.
Started a new rule that if you hit it in the woods, you're done for that hole. So, and I will say this was the only hole that Q hit in the woods. So he played all the other holes. That's the only hole I played.
Well, maybe. I don't think that was true.
Well, but yeah, it sounds good. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. So he's over there, probably about, 30, 40 yards from the hole.
Probably.
He gets in his stance, his Tiger Woods stance, and all of a sudden.
Wait, time out. He's being too kind right now. It was more like the Charles Barkley stance.
He's a decent golfer.
No, he's not.
Okay. I'm trying to help here, man.
I understand that, but I want people to know I am not going out for the Masters next year.
Okay. So. And you have to see this because it's really hard to explain. So he's getting his Charles Barkley golf stance, and all of a sudden, he just lifts up, takes his head off, and starts swinging, and yelling at this bee, which I wish I would have had my phone, because it was the funniest thing I've ever seen, right? So after he hits the ball, he gets back in the cart, I'm still laughing, and I'm like, hey, listen, I get it. And I'm going to tell you my story about the butterfly. Yeah, so I did. Now, originally, I did not tell him because I didn't want him to think I was scared of a butterfly. I wasn't after the fact, but I was in the very beginning. But then,
So, hey, me, welcome to QT and Overdrive. Welcome back. Yeah, we've been on a hiatus. Thank you. Welcome back. And yeah, we just figured out how to log back in. Yep. Because, you know, we're slow.
But
he told me the butterfly story and made me feel a little bit better. Didn't make me play any better, though.
No, but it was definitely funny as shit.
It was. So, but, you know, since we're going to jump on this and we're going to get back to the slow golfers because I got a lot of shit to say about that. But, you know, I will tell you this golf course and play, it's an awesome golf course, and you know what? We'll do some commercials. Maybe we'll get some free tee time
right.
And stuff. But you know, it's Murfreesboro, Cedar Creek, right?
Cedar Crest.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Cedar Creek. Didn't mean to, Cedar Crest. But we went. It was probably about 3-4 weeks ago, and there was this little pad they put down. It was at a hole. And it was
a par three,
which neither one of us had played well on that hole at all, ever. But it was par three, and they put this little, paver stones.
Yeah.
Paver stones. So they put paver stones down, and, Q was doing the dance with the devil because he likes the devil stuff and the ghost stuff. Well, then we went out, probably 2 weeks later, and had a commemorative bench with all the golfers that have died that played that course.
I know
you didn't know, but it was just hilarious.
Oh yeah, it was like the last time we went back. Oh shit! I said a couple weeks ago I just danced with the devil on that.
Yeah. Now it's a commemorative little place where all the golfers that played on that course have died.
Hey, Nick, I think we missed you, but welcome to QT and Overdrive. I am Q.
I am T.
So, sorry we missed you. I think you logged in there and then logged right back out. So, do apologize for that.
And hey, I'm going to tell you, if this is Nick Mortage, you can get the hell off because we don't golf well.
Yeah. But we did have fun.
I can't say people's last names on here, right?
If you want to.
Yeah, okay. But just make sure.
But yeah, so we did have a good time, a good couple hours of not.
What do you mean a couple hours? It was 4 hours.
Well, I mean, you know, 4 hours of drinking a few beers and not being in the 100-degree weather like it has been over here in the past month or so.
And you know, and, I mean, even if it was 100-degree, I'd still have a great time. Because just like we said in the title, I mean, it was cold beer.
Yeah.
Great company.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and freaking slow golfers in front of us.
Yeah. Which, I mean, we complained, but it definitely made it more interesting, I guess, right? I mean.
We had a lot of shit to say, of course, we man. Did. We did.
Sometimes they may have heard us because we're a little bit loud, I think. But didn't really give a shit at one point. But
you know what? You know, the three guys were pretty cool. They let us play through. You know, the ZZ Top beard guy and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They were pretty cool.
Yeah,
they were pretty cool. They let us play through. But, you know, I don't think they were as cool as we thought they were because they were playing behind that foursome and they were getting pissed off at the foursome. So they go, yeah, let's let these two guys go and deal with that shit.
I didn't think about that until you just said that right now. So were they really being cool or were they just
They were being dickheads, man.
Oh, wow.
They were dickheads, man.
I didn't really think about that until now.
I didn't either. So, but yeah, so, you know, we played. You know, we're going to go back to the slow golfers because that just really chaps my ass. And you know what? If you hit it 60 yards off of the fairway, you know, if you want to go shag your ball, that's great. But you know what? Just do a drop. Don't try to shoot it out of, you know, the rough. I mean, that's just freaking crazy. And, you know, that's what these guys did in the front of us. And, I mean, it was just unbearable. I mean, you know, when I say unbearable, it kind of made the trip as well because we sat there. And let me tell you, we had a lot of funny things to say about it. Probably things I can't say because it's still daylight. And we kind of talked about... you know, just the way that they played because, I mean, it was crazy. So, you know, but going back to the golf, you know, I will tell you, Q was knocking the shit out of the ball. He probably had the best drives that I've seen. I mean, he was driving the ball 300 plus yards. Unfortunately, a short game was pretty rough. And, you know, my short game was better than my long game, but neither one of us could putt with a shit. So, yeah, it was a long day, but it was a great day. So, you know, other than that, I mean, I don't even know if anybody's still online but us. I think so. I think it's just us. But, yeah, we're going to talk about that. But, you know, if we go back to it, I mean, there's golf etiquette. And, I mean, you should know. If people are sitting on a tee box staring at you, you probably should let them play through. You know, I mean, just do the right thing. And unfortunately, you know, these guys didn't do it. I mean, they did at first, but they kind of wanted us to play with them, and we really didn't want to play with them because, I mean, that's not our thing. I really don't want to see anybody else watch me golf because it's a pretty scary thing. But for those of you that want to see me golf, you could probably get in touch with Q, let Q know, because he took some video of it. And for the most part, I would say it's probably pretty damn hilarious. So, other than that, you know, it was a great day. Q's back now. He had to take an emergency phone call. It was actually the PGA calling him to ask him to join the tour.
Yeah, it was Tiger Woods going, hey, I've had a tough go around. Can you help me out?
Oh, man. I need a training partner. I need you, Q. But, you know, what are you doing, man? All right, so.
What's going on right now?
So, you know, if you learn anything from this show that we're talking about slow golfers, if you don't golf well, don't dress like a freaking golfer. Wear pink shirts and neon yellow or neon green. Because when you go out in the weeds, people see you.
Listen, I understand. But you want to dress the part, that's great. Good for you. You know, but you hit a ball in the woods.
Let it go.
Don't spend 15 minutes trying to look for it. If you're that concerned about your golf ball, don't buy expensive golf balls.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Do like Q and I do, and we go to the driving ranges and we steal golf balls at that. No, we really don't.
We wait till Walmart does their shit on clearance so we can go get them.
So here's another commercial. So September on y'all, jump into Walmart. Walmart will be your golf headquarters.
Yeah, sure.
You can jump in and buy golf balls.
On clearance.
15 at $2.99.
Yes. But some even $2.50.
$2.50. Yeah. There you go, man.
So, but definitely. It's been a lot of fun when we go play golf. That's for sure.
Oh, it's awesome, man.
Definitely have a good time.
Awesome.
No matter what. So, but, you know.
I'm still soaking wet, though, man.
I think, I had that pullover over.
You had the pullover, yeah. So your shirt's fine. My shirt.
My shorts are a little bit wet from sitting on that seat that got soaked when we got up, but.
And then you called me a pansy because I was wiping the water off when I sat back.
I didn't call you a pansy, and that never came out of my mouth. I said I just sat in my.
I understand that, but you thought it.
Nah, pansy wasn't the word I was thinking of.
What were you thinking?
I thought, hey, you know, maybe I should have been a nice guy, wipe it up for you, and get those.
Because then we'd have been like those jackasses in front of us.
Well, dillweeds that were mama's boys.
We use different words than dillweeds on the course.
Oh, yeah. I probably used a few different words.
It's still daylight. We can't really say.
I can't remember what I said one time, but I had T laughing a little bit. I can't remember what it was. But
I kind of remember. I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
Not on a Saturday afternoon show. Maybe if we go on later tonight, I'll mention it because it was freaking hilarious. That's basically what was happening. And it's great when you make a great shot, you know, but if you're holding people up, you know, you don't need to skip like Peter Pan. And that's what a couple of these guys did. And, you know, I mean, come on, man.
Listen, I haven't golfed for very long, just you know, a few years, but I've never seen anything like that before in my life.
I've never seen anything like that either.
I mean, it was. And, I mean, even the colonel, what do you call him? The
marshal.
Marshal. He even said they were going slow, weren't they? Didn't he say that to you?
They're playing slow. Yeah, yep. We were sitting right there. Mm-hmm. We were waiting to play. We were, you know, propping ourselves up on our drivers. Could have used my putter from the tee box. And probably
I almost hit him again on that hole.
I know. It was great, man.
But then again, it was fun making fun of them and stuff, but it did kind of ruin our game a little bit because we're a little bit aggravated.
It did kind of piss us
off. I mean, not that our game's great.
But then again, we can blame that, but we usually don't play as strong on the back nine.
Yeah, but we were actually going pretty well.
We were doing
pretty good. I mean, your short game was really good. My drives were really good.
We just needed one of us to putt.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know.
That's fine.
That's right.
But then.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just going to tell you right now, putting is for putt-putt golf.
Maybe we need to go there and get better.
Probably so. Well, you know, Happy Gilmore went there.
Oh, man. But. Well, you know, once you're in that groove and you get aggravated with people slowing you up, I understand taking your time. You paid your money. I get it. But they were taking like 30 minutes a hole, man. And sometimes 15, 20 minutes just on the green.
You know, I mean, you know, if I'm playing for the Masters or I'm playing for a golf tournament and, you know, this putt can mean the difference between 100K and 16 million. Yeah. Look at the putt from the back. Look at it from the front. Do all that other shit. We're playing on a community course, you know. The marshal's not going to come out and go, you know what, Q? You need to come here because we're bringing you to, we're bringing you to the big leagues.
I don't know why the little marshal liked us so much.
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, but hey, I will tell you all this. So, you know, when I came over here and I picked up Q, I mean, I didn't pick him up. I just came to his house. We didn't know who was driving, but I decided to drive. So, yeah. So I was looking at his clubs because he had them here in the house. And on his driver, I mean, it looked like he took his driver out in the freaking street because it had a line straight down. It looked like he was just grating on the street. He actually, you know, had a chemical that dripped onto this club, and it kind of made, engraved it.
Yeah, it did. It ate right through it.
Ate right through the porcelain and stuff, mm-hmm. and kind of engraved it and stuff. And then I will tell you, his first drive was the most awesome drive ever. I mean, you know, this thing was within probably 6 yards of the hole, which was a great drive and everything else. And, I mean, he had some bombs today. But so I'm getting ready to go out to his car and get that chemical. I'm spraying all my damn clubs.
Yeah, because right before we left, I'm like, this is probably not a good thing.
But that first drive, man, I was like, damn, it's straight. It didn't go right.
I was like,
you stayed out of the water.
Yeah, because normally I go hit that water in that first hole. But
no shit, yeah.
But yeah, I need to call that company and ask them to sponsor us.
Sponsor us, or, you know, we'll make some clubs and, you know, just give them a little gel pack and you can lather those clubs up before you go out, man.
The crazy part is that's the only club that it sprayed on.
I know. And that was your best club of the day.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, your bullet, your last shot with the bullet was
pretty awesome. Yeah, I only used that once. So, yeah. But, I think my driver, my 8-iron was okay. The rest of the clubs were shit. So if I could just use those two.
Well, you know what? I mean, at least you had two clubs. I think I only
had... No, on the first nine, that short game was pretty good for you, man.
Yeah. Back nine, everything sucked.
God, man.
I think the back nine, I'm just going to start using my putter all the way. I'm going to be like that Coors commercial. I'm just going to have a beer in one hand. And I just
thought about it.
Yeah. But I will say, you know, somebody on the Cedar Crest course left a full beer on par three.
Which,
alcohol abuse, guys.
But then again, that was where I danced with the devil over there. So that's maybe they were leaving it.
Maybe they were like, you know, a little bit for my homies.
Yeah, but they could have put it closer to the bench, though, I guess, not on the tee box. But then again, you know, that hole, that's pretty cool. What did it say? They were going to the 19th hole?
They were going to the 19th hole, yeah.
Which I thought was
pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's just not too cool that you dance on that.
I did not know that what it was for.
Because you were asking what it's for. Hey, look, I'm dancing with the devil.
I know. For the record, there was no bench there. There was no, like, plates with people's names on it before I did that. So,
But next time we went, it was like, oh, shit.
I know. Next time we pulled up, I was like, uh-oh.
But I will tell you that neither Q or myself decided to sit on that bench.
Oh, no. After that?
No. We just want to get through that hole and go to the next one.
Yeah.
Because you know what? That par three has not been good to either one of us.
No.
No.
Wasn't bad today.
Actually, well, it wasn't bad for the drive. It was, you know.
It was, I mean, it was okay today, but.
It was okay today. No, it wasn't okay today because I did the small chip. And I said, well, that's not too good. And I go, I'm putting this thing on the other side of the green. And that's what I did.
But you know, we'll continue to go at it. I mean, eventually in the next 2 years, we'll conquer this course and maybe move on to another one.
Yeah, we'll conquer this course and maybe go to another one, and you know, suck that one up pretty bad.
So we're a little different. So we like going to this course because a lot of courses, if you're just a twosome, they'll partner you with two more people. So this course,
it's not like we don't like people because we do like people.
No.
Well, no, we do. I'm just kidding. I don't want to fucking golf with other people.
No, not people I don't know.
Not people I don't know.
Yeah, but we go to this course because it doesn't matter. Friday, Saturday, on their busiest days, you can still just golf twosome, and it's not a big deal. They'll never really partner you up. I think the only way they'll partner you up is if they're busy and you're by yourself, and then they'll partner you up with somebody. Which I've seen that happen over there. But
yeah, can you imagine, you know, that foursome that was in front of us? Can you imagine two of those guys, the guy in the pink shirt and, you know, the tall scarecrow-looking guy?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we had a partner with that?
Yeah. Okay,
I'd have killed somebody.
I'd just ask my money, man.
I'd have killed somebody. I'd have wrapped a club around their head.
I can't do this. We got to go. But then again, you know, so when we first started out, these guys were in front of us, right?
ZZ Top.
Right.
Because you had the big one.
Yep. And the guys behind us had
a five.
Group of five. So.
And the rules? Group of five, I will tell you. No, they still run three carts.
Yeah, but you still can't have five in the group.
Really?
Yeah. Everything's foursome or less in a golf course.
Well, they had the five.
Yeah.
And three of the guys were really good.
Yeah, I mean.
And there was two guys that were, you know, bush leaguers like us.
They were young, too.
Yeah, everybody was young except for us.
Well, those guys, ZZ Top and those guys.
Well, ZZ Top, there was two old guys, and the other guy was kind of young.
And the guys that couldn't decide, you know, what kind of beer they wanted there.
Those guys were old, but I think they were already three sheets to the wind.
But they were just starting.
I know, but I still think they were three sheets to the wind.
I think they were.
Yeah,
they were just starting.
They were just starting.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, you know, looking at the weather the past couple of days, because we decided to do this like a few days ago, right?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the weather because we've had some on and off rain here the past few days, like downpours of rain. So, it actually worked out really well.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
No, I mean, honestly, it was good. There was a couple downpours that were real downpours that lasted a little longer than I wanted them to, but for the most part, they just blew through.
Yeah. It was actually kind of relaxing, like I said, compared to the last few times we've went.
But, you know, we got to talk about the classic, man. Hole number nine, big lake, L-shaped lake.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, kind of shag one off towards the lake a little bit, and, you know, Q talks me into trying to drive it over the lake. I haven't elevated the ball in three holes, but I said, okay. So did it.
Great shot.
Great shot. Yeah. Went over
the lake.
Kind of, you know, set us up for.
And it's a big body of water, too. Yeah. It's not small. I mean,
no, it's not small. I mean, it's L-shaped. Yeah. So, you know, set us up for, and, you know, we were kind of playing best ball. I mean, that's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
Kind of set me up for, you know, or set us up for, you know, birdie or par. And so don't drop it in that lake. There's a mud puddle on the side.
I forgot about that.
There's a mud puddle. And I'm telling you, this mud puddle was only about a foot across and maybe 18 inches the other way.
If that big.
If that big. And I'm probably being a little generous. So, you know, shoot it from the rough. And where do I drop it? In the mud puddle.
In the mud puddle.
Dead center. So I still hit water on that hole. Only thing is, I was able to get the ball back.
Yeah. And check it out.
What? Hi, Mama, in the live studio. Welcome to QT and Overdrive. It's been a long time for us. And welcome back.
What's up, baby? yeah. But, yeah, that was funny.
That was, because, I mean, and you can just see it. It went up.
I was like, where's the water coming from?
And that one did air up. I mean, it did get air. And it's just like, plonk.
Right in that fucking water. It was hilarious.
And then, of course, I used my club to get it out because I didn't want to stick my hand in this mud puddle. And then that ruined my eight iron for the rest of the day.
Yeah, because that was on hole nine.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't believe it went in there.
It just went plunk.
Well, that was a good one. You landed that 20 yards out, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yep. Right in that puddle. Oh, but anyway.
You know, I mean, if it had been like a foot shorter than that, it would hit the mud puddle, it would hit the cart, and then it would probably bounce on the green. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it would hit that cart path. Yeah.
And you know what? I just love trees. I mean, trees were good to me today. They really were. I'd hit it, it would hit the damn tree, and it would bounce back into the fairway.
Yeah, believe it or not. I mean, trees that were, we're not talking about woods,
no,
but trees.
No, I've hit some woods.
No, I'm just saying, I think I only hit one tree today.
I hit two.
Yeah. I normally hit a lot of trees.
I hit two, and then.
I did have one shot that went really around the trees.
Oh, that was pretty awesome.
That was pretty good.
I go, like, how the hell did you do that? You go, I just aim this way.
I know my shot, so.
I just aim this way, and it was going to hook back. Okay, there you go.
But, yeah, we had some wind to deal with today because, you know, I mean, we did manage that pretty well because, you know, pretty professional golfers, and we know how to manage wind. We did was try to hit it harder.
Hit it harder, hit it lower. Didn't work out well for me. No,
when we needed to hit it lower, we hit it higher.
Yeah. So. And when we needed to elevate to get over the trees, that didn't happen too well. And then, you know, I will say today was kind of unique because there were several shots that we hit that, you know, both of us saw where it hit and we both said, hey, it's up there by that cluster of three trees or whatever.
Yeah.
And we couldn't find the freaking ball.
The ball disappeared.
It was gone.
It was gone. Like the one that you hit on, I think that was hole seven, where it went right before the tree.
Yeah. It hit right before the
tree.
And
it was not even that far from the fairway. And we couldn't find it.
We couldn't find it. And we looked forever.
Yep.
I mean, we didn't look forever. We weren't like the guys in front of us.
No, but we had time because they were in front of us.
Oh, they were in front of us. They were still in the green. Well, the one guy was out in Australia. I mean, he was in the bush.
He was over there walking around trying to figure out where his fucking home was.
And yeah, let me go find the ball. Well, if you're in something that is at waist deep, one, you need to take a drop. Number two, if you are going to use something, it's got to be a sandwich or a pitching wedge. There ain't nothing else going to get you out of there.
I know.
But he walks out there with
no club.
And then he comes back and grabs two. And walks back. And
but then drops it. But he drops one halfway.
Drops one halfway in.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
It was just stupid. I mean, it was just plain stupid. It was real bad.
Yep.
Very bad.
Yep. Didn't make any sense.
I mean, if I can't see my golf ball, I'm taking a drop. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean,
especially if you hit in the woods.
I mean, that shit was in, it was waist-deep grass.
I mean, he was
looking for it. Like, you know, and I can understand looking for a golf ball, but you're still going to take a drop. He's trying to take the shot from out there.
Put a golf ball in your pocket, take the club. You take two clubs, it's fine. And then just...
Well, you know what? Or just do like we do. You hit something out that way. Then we get to where it kind of went out of bounds, and then we take our golf balls out of our pocket, and we throw it on the fairway. And go, oh, there it is.
There it is. It finally just dropped down.
Damn. That was a good shot.
I mean, jeez. Yeah, that's fine if you want to take a look for a second or whatever, but these guys were taking.
Oh, no.
It was the most ridiculous thing ever.
It was just stupid. And you know what?
It was kind of.
I can't read greens. I already know that. And I damn sure can't read greens when it's a monsoon. I couldn't tell you.
They were crouching down on their asses.
Oh, they were sitting on their asses, and they would go on the other side of the hole and look at it, look back this way, and I'm just like, guys, you ain't hit it any better. Oh, they were terrible. Oh, it just pissed me off. You know, I mean... There was a couple points there, I'm going to tell you. I just wanted to get into a golf ball war with them where we just started driving golf balls at them because it was very bad. Very, very, very bad. So, other than that, I mean, like I said, it was a great day. I mean, any day you can go golfing and you go golfing with your best friend, there's nothing better than that.
Yeah, that reminds
me. And you know what? Even if we didn't drink beer, it was still been a great day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was...
But, you know, beer is like the icing on the cake. I still like cake. I like cake without icing. you know. But nah, it was great. And you know what? We're giving these guys a hard time in front of us. Yeah, it would have been nice if we, you know, could have, you know, kept our pace and kept our groove, but kind of made the day. I mean, you know, it kind of brought something to the day. It really did.
Yeah, I said some choice words I haven't said in a long time.
And, you know, I will tell you, if you join us and, you know, we do go back on at late nights, and we will probably tell you what we said because younger listeners can't throw it out there.
It doesn't really matter right now.
It doesn't really matter anyways. It's just me, you, and hi, Mama.
Can you not type in anything, Bebba? I'm not sure.
Maybe it's not her. Maybe she's left us. Who knows? But it doesn't matter. You know what? I care less if anybody listens to us or not. I mean, you know, I'm just reliving the day.
What is that a picture of?
What is that? I have no idea, but it looks...
What is that?
Looks like a pyramid or some shit.
What is that a picture of? Like a parking lot or something, doesn't it?
It's like crop circles or some shit, man. I don't know.
It's like two lines in a parking lot. But anyway, but looks like it's gonna start raining again.
Of course it is. You know why? Why wouldn't it, man?
But
what's the matter, man?
Petting that dog, man. Dog hair everywhere.
So, hey, it's okay to get another beer now.
Well, I had two in front of me because I was confused.
You got two in front of you for a while.
Because I was confused at what was going on.
So,
not my fault, man.
Man, let's see.
So, I mean, basically, that was kind of our story for the day, really. I mean, I don't think...
I know it's going to kind of bore the shit out of some people, but you know what? It was a good day for us. And you know what? Anytime y'all want to come join us, it's fine. Come join us because, you know what? I can have fun in a wet paper bag. It kind of sounded weird. I probably shouldn't have said that, but you know what? What the hell? Nobody's on anyway.
Yeah, but it was, I was, and then, you know, before we left, I was like, ah, should I bring my sunglasses? The guy, let me bring them. Because the sun did pop out.
It did pop out. I wore my sunglasses several times, and then, you know, had to pop back to the glasses. And then every time I went to go grab the damn sunglasses, the damn rain would come back. And then I just said, you know what, hell with it. I'm just going to sunburn my retinas.
The damn rain was going sideways.
It was going sideways. There's no way you could turn the card anyway. We were still going to get wet. Which is pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, but...
Now, you know what would have been really awesome if the day we played when it was 97 degrees, if a storm like that would have blown through.
I don't know if that humidity would have got even worse a day like that.
Yeah, but still, man, I would have probably belly slid because it was so freaking hot, man.
I mean, the last couple of times, I mean, it's been
it
in the mid-90s. Especially the last time, it was freaking hot.
Yeah, the last time, we actually skipped a couple holes.
Yeah, because it was
I'm sorry.
It was hot.
No, it was real hot. It was brutal hot.
And that Tennessee humidity doesn't help at all. That's for sure.
But you know what? It was hot, but there was no bees.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal was. Like today, it's like I said, maybe they thought, hey, it's the first 80-degree day. Let's go out and play.
They were out everywhere.
As soon as we got out of the car, they started.
And we got a great parking space.
Well, yeah, right in front.
Real close.
I know.
And we got out, and then we looked back at it. Well, we actually walked up to go in to pay, and it said, you need to wear a mask.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You go back out to the car.
That's right, yeah.
And you go, you got a mask? And I go, yeah, I've been wearing it. You can borrow it. No, I'm joking. I actually had another one. But we came back by that tree, and they were all over that damn tree. You know?
And then, like, I don't know, it was the 16th or 15th hole or whatever. I saw something that was from like a different country.
Oh, I don't know what the hell
that,
it was.
That thing was black and blue.
That thing was nasty. That thing was nasty.
Dude, its eyes were blue and it looked like it was the size of your car.
It was about twice the size of my car, man.
I know I didn't protect you. I was like, What is that?
I was worried about that thing grabbing the damn golf cart and taking us away, man.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before.
And I don't know what it was, but it was an ugly ass thing, man.
It wasn't a fly, man.
It wasn't a fly. I don't know what it was, man.
Man, that was some cryptic kind of. It flew right through the cart.
Through the cart, and it was out by the clubs.
Never seen it again.
No, it was back by the clubs. But you went to the clubs. And then it was back by the clubs, and then it was gone.
But it was the first time we seen one of those the whole time we were there.
Thank God. What'd you say?
A mutated bat. If it was any form of kind of bat, I would have been home a lot earlier, babe.
It was some kind of, I don't know, it wasn't a bat, but I mean, it was creepy.
Man, I think like flew right through there.
But we did see a rabbit today too.
And we did see a rabbit.
We saw a little baby squirrel.
Squirrel.
And I kept asking them to go in the forest to get my damn ball, but they wouldn't listen.
Yeah, but the squirrel is weird because it wouldn't move.
It didn't move. I thought it was like rigor mortis or something.
Yeah, I said if we pass that, it jumps on us. You're on your own because. Somehow, I just remember Christmas vacation. I can't deal with a squirrel on my back.
Yeah, the rabbit just kind of stood there. But yeah, now, I'm going to tell you right now, if that squirrel would have jumped in the car, I would have been.
But I've never seen a squirrel stay like that, getting too so close to it. Usually they just get off.
But, you know, see, he probably listens to the same shit you hear, you know, that if a bear comes to attack you, just lay down and pretend like you're dead. That's probably what he thought, you know, he heard too. It's what his friends told him. Hey, if these humans come up, just pretend like you're dead. Like a bear. A freaking grizzly bear comes after you, you're going to lay down like you're dead. You know what? That bear may not attack me because I may crap my pants and piss myself. You may go like, oh, hell no.
Oh, so I'm not scared of bears.
Yeah. Dude.
No, seriously, I'm not scared of bears.
If a freaking 11-foot bear jumped up and went, rawr.
I'm 5'8". I can take it.
You can take take the bear. Okay. Seriously. With squirrels.
Squirrels are a little squirrely.
They can run up and grab your nut.
That's it.
What was that noise again?
They get you when you're not paying attention.
And I will tell you guys, you know, we are going to have the Waverly Experience.
Yeah, but we can't give any hints, though.
No, we're not going to give that, but I'm just going to tell you, when we get on the Waverly Experience, I mean, if you pick this up, listen to it, thank you very much for doing that. But when you see a podcast that comes out for the Waverly Experience, you got to join that one because that's the Waverly Asylum, and Q actually got me to go see Ghost. Yeah.
Yeah, that was... Definitely an experience.
It was a great experience, man. I had a lot of fun. It was uberific. Oh, shit. I just got a cramp in my... Oh, shit. Oh, man. I probably can't cough anymore. God dang. I just got a cramp in my... Hey, puppy.
Hi, Mama said, ha ha, she really liked that joke.
Oh, I'm sure she did. Sure she did.
Hey, let's go. Well, first of all, and we won't get into this. We'll wait for that for later. But that was not 9 miles, by the way.
What?
From the hotel to the Waverly.
Oh, hell no. Like 92.
I mean, that's what it said. So...
But, you know, hey, I will tell you right now, and, you know, and I'm not trying to, you know, not allude to anything when we go to the Waverly Experience because it was an awesome experience. But the hotel that you selected that we stayed at, that was the freaking bomb, man.
The hotel was
all the story. Yeah. And we'll put that into the Waverly Experience because, man, I'm going to tell you right now, that right there was.
And you made a friend.
I met a friend, and y'all didn't hang with him. I freaking dumped you because I can't go there to this part of the store. Because, man, I'm going to tell you right now, I want to punch him in his freaking throat.
So, but, all right. So, you guys have heard about a golf experience today, which was pretty good for us.
So let me ask you right now. Mm-hmm. What do you think your best shot was?
Well, the first drive I had was good.
It was pretty awesome, yeah.
But I did have another drive. Well, I had two other drives that really were good.
Well, I'll pick your best shot. I mean, the best shot I think you had is the one that I don't know what it hit in the fairway, but it bounced back up.
And it was in the fairway, though.
I know. I mean,
that was the best one.
I mean, I think it hit a sprinkler head or something, and it bounced because it bounced way too high to be on.
But it was in the middle of the fairway, so.
And it bounced up, and it almost took the guy's head off. Awesome, man. 300-plus yards. Tiger, suck that.
that was pretty good. And yours, what do you think?
It was probably one of my short shots. It was one of my short shots because I couldn't drive with the crap today.
Yeah, but in the first nine, that short game was pretty good. I mean, you had a lot of good shots.
Except for the putting. The putting sucked. Maybe we'll go putt-putt this weekend next weekend.
Got to figure out the first two parts before we get to the end game, you know what I mean?
You know what? If I can just get it to the hole, drive right and chip.
Well, there's a science to the green, though, so.
You know what? I don't give a shit. I mean,
I know, but there
you
know
it is. I mean, you know, if we go to a par four, we drive it well, and then we chip it up, and we have a chance for a birdie, you know what? I'll worry about the putting game later.
That's what I'm saying. So you worry about the first two parts first and worry about the third part later.
I just want to keep my shit out of the woods, man. Well, and the water.
We've done a better job of that here lately.
Yeah. Because, you know, I will tell you, you know, we didn't talk about this golfing thing, but Q's been pushing me to go golfing with him forever. And my clubs were in a storage unit.
Oh, yeah. Tell them that story. Yeah.
They were in a storage unit in Texas. So I said, hey, man, I'm going to get them. And, you know, didn't get him. And he asked me about it. And I go, oh, I haven't done it. Let me call this guy. So I did. And then my clubs came. And they came UPS, which not a commercial for UPS. But if you want to sponsor us, hey, we're okay with that. There was a tire mark on the box of the clubs. They freaking ran it over. And so finally settled with UPS, got my money, and they didn't want me to keep my bag, which pissed me off because my bag did have University of Texas on it. But
did they kept the bag?
Yeah, because they paid me out for everything. So, and I asked him, I said, look, I'll pay, you know, you can take like, no, you know, that we have to put another claim in. I just like, screw it. Because, I mean, a little bit of it was scored too, but. So then he's like, hey, did you get your clubs? And I said, well, I got paid off by UPS for it. And then he was like, well, when are we going to go golf with? I'll get clubs tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I went down to your friendly Academy Sporting Goods where I bought my golf balls at today. And, bought some clubs and we went out that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. So this is what the.
And that was the worst shot I ever had. You know, off that first team at that first
one. I mean, it's been a while, though.
It was 5 years.
Yeah.
It looked like it, too.
Not necessarily.
It didn't pass the women's tee box.
I'm just trying to help out here, man.
I understand that. It didn't pass the women's tee box. And it
we had some of those today, too, so.
How are we going to talk about those?
Well, you might as well.
We said we weren't going to talk about those.
Let's just be honest here.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, yeah, so this is what the...
Third or fourth time. We definitely played better.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you played incredibly better.
I got to figure out some things, but regardless, it's still fine.
I got to figure out how to keep the ball from going freaking extreme right.
I think
you did very well today.
But here's the thing, though. So the whole elbow thing is correct.
It is.
Elbow down. And not going up there and thinking about it too much. is another
thing. You can't think about it.
You just got to go up there and hit the ball.
Hit the ball. Uh-huh. Don't try to overpower it. You got to swing within it. Let the club do
the work. Let the club do the work, right?
Let the club do the work. And, but then, I will tell you on the back nine, I seem to fall out of my stance way
more. I fell out too. All right. So we had Liam FC into the live studio. Welcome, Liam.
To QT and Overdrive. I am T.
I am Q. And we're just sitting here talking about our golf outing today.
And Liam, you sound like you're from Scotland and you probably soccer? Know some golf.
Maybe soccer?
Could be. But I mean, Liam, Scotland. So golf was,
Can you tell us where you're from, please? We'd like to know where all listeners are from. Yeah, so basically we've just been talking about our little golf outing today, which we had a pretty good time.
We had a great time. I mean, it was a wonderful time.
Ireland.
All right. So, well, that's a younger picture of your brother.
Or maybe that's your
son.
So it's hard to see.
Yeah, we're looking at a small thing. Mm-hmm. But,
so what's going on in Ireland today? You guys play a lot of golf in Ireland? Liam says, that's my kid, Liam, in my picture.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's an awesome picture.
How old? But you got Liam out there on the golf course. You got to start him young, right?
You got to start him young. I'm trying to start him young. May have been played better today. May have saved 40 golf balls.
Yeah. When did you start playing golf?
I didn't really start until I was in my teens. And, it wasn't like I played every weekend or something. Yeah. I went out. We played, and I'll never forget it because I went out and bought a Wilson set of golf clubs. I mean, it was the little baby, deal.
Liam says, "Yeah, loads of golf in Ireland. I've only played pitch and putt."
Hey, Liam, you probably need to come learn that part because that is probably the worst part. Well, it's not the worst part of QZ, it's the worst part of my game.
No, but I think we play pitch and putt on the golf course.
Well, and I will tell you this because, not too far away, pull out the pitch and wedge and should be able to put it on the green from there. Don't do it. Run it short. Then I tell Q, hey, next one, over the green. And sure enough, I'm the pitch.
Liam's the pitch and putt boss.
There you go.
We had the suicidal alcoholic number 7 in the live studio. Welcome.
QT and Overdrive. And if you play golf long enough, you're suicidal.
And it might be by the 7th hole.
Mine goes by the first, brother. But
welcome to QT and Overdrive. Please tell us where you're from.
Yeah, tell us where you're from. And, hey, Liam, if you ever come to Nashville, we'd love to pitch and putt with you, brother. So, yeah. We haven't been on for a while. We've been on a hiatus for about 4 or 5 weeks. We've been, doing vacations, those kind of things. And should have been doing it. So suicidal from Spain. All right. So welcome from Spain. Hope everything's going well there. And don't get too many listeners from Spain. So welcome. And thank you for joining us. And if we may ask, what made you join the show? Because we'd love to know. And we've just been talking about our golf outing today, which, to us, it was a monumental day. To others, probably not too monumental.
Suicidal from Spain. Looking for a cool chat. What do you want to chat about?
What do you want to chat about? Because we're just talking about sucky ass golfers, which is us. And people think they're good, and make it last forever.
Yeah, so we're just hanging out right now. I mean, we're trying. This is not a normal time for us to be on, but
absolutely not. So we are going to write a G, right?
Are we? But yeah. So normally, you know, we've been on usually go on Friday nights, but we've been on a hiatus here over the past month, just got certain things going on and doing different things. So you're a McIlroy fan. I'm not. I like to watch golf, and I'm not sure, Liam. I don't really have a favorite golfer. I don't think, but I do enjoy watching. And I was watching like 2 weeks ago, and these guys are human too, because a lot of them hit it out of bounds and stuff. And it was some nasty weather or whatever as well. These guys are human too, and they get real aggravated. It's definitely a tough game. A lot of patience, and it's definitely a game that you really have to think about and know what club you got to use and how to hit it. Liam says, I love Ricky Fowler's style and swag. It's spot on. Yeah, I mean, you got to take a look at some people like, old school, like Jack Nicholson and Phil Mickelson and all those guys. And then, of course, you got Tiger Woods, and then you got a bunch of these young kids that are coming up now I mean, then again, it's sometimes a young man's sport, but there's other guys out there that a little bit older, on the senior tour and stuff, that are still going at it. So, and then you, what's his name? The one guy that kind of got kicked off the PGA tour and stuff, always drinking beer and, getting in trouble, probably little drugs. I can't remember his name, but he was definitely interesting too. Probably ruined a pretty good career just because of all the nonsense that he was doing. But I can't remember his name. You remember the guy, the golfer that drank beer all the time?
John Daly.
John Daly. That's who it was. Yep, and suicide alcohol. Number 7 said it too. I couldn't remember his name. But yeah, John Daly. I mean, he definitely lived his life for sure.
Well, shit, yeah, man.
But
I'd love to play golf with him.
Oh yeah.
I remember watching PGA tournaments, and he'd be there, and they'd pan back on him because he's getting ready to make the shot. He'd be sitting there smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. Liam says, yeah, John Daly was a savage. That's for sure. I watch it a little bit, but I don't know who is the up and coming golfers anymore. And what I was saying earlier, T, was some of these. I mean, obviously, some of these guys are human, right? So a couple weeks ago, they had some little bit of bad weather and some wind, and they were hitting them out and out of bounds and stuff. I was like, oh yeah, which made me happy. I mean, because I was like, because it's a tough game.
Yeah, except you have to pay for your golf balls. They get them for free.
Yeah, I know. But they're out of bounds. So these out of bounds were still playable, not in the woods.
I'll tell you right now, the course we were on today, some of these out of bounds, even if you get a foot out of bounds, they're unplayable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I definitely like watching it.
It's great. I love when they shank one and,
But it's definitely
And then, of course, Q has to show me YouTube videos of people that just freaking hate golf and, wonder why they play it and shit before I, take a shot. And, just makes it really go really bad.
So Liam says, I live pretty close to Shane Lowry. He's the best Irish golfer out there. He won the last British Open.
That's pretty awesome, man.
Are you familiar, Shane Lowry?
Unfortunately not. British Opening, I watch it because, y'all's courses are definitely different than ours. Where we're at. Y'all have monster bunkers, man. You get in a bunker, you ain't going to see you for like 6 weeks and shit, man. And then, the course was wet today. I could use that as an excuse for why my ball didn't travel as far as it did. But you know what? When you only hit it 12 feet off the tee box, it doesn't really matter.
It's good stuff.
It is, man. you know, I'm still waiting for the day that one of us sits there, you know, and we go for the drive, and you know, we cap the markers for the women's tee box and bring the ball back to us. It's gonna happen one of these days.
Oh man, but yeah, so that was pretty much our day of golfing.
It was today. And you know what? Wouldn't have changed a bit of it, man.
No, definitely
not a bit of it.
Let's see, Liam says, yeah, the courses in Britain and Ireland are way different from the States. The weather has a way bigger effect on your game here.
Watching like the British Opens and stuff, I mean, you land one on the fairway, I mean, that thing can travel another, you know, 50, 60 yards. Y'all's fairways seem much, much smoother than ours, too. Well, then again, the courses we play, I mean, I'm sure if you go to, you know, a Memorial or Colonial or, you know.
One of those professionals, you know, whatever they play. But I mean, so I've been going to this course for years, and the course now looks so much better than it did, obviously.
I'm telling you, I mean, the course we play, I'm extremely impressed with it because I played on some courses in Texas, and, you know, the only thing that is green is the green. I mean, the fairway is just dirt, man.
But yeah, I mean, obviously they've come a long way and they're doing a lot of work to that place. So,
it's a great course. We probably need to try another course, though. One of us know which way to go.
Even though we know which way to go, it still doesn't really help out.
That may help us out. We don't know which way to go.
Just hit it.
Just hit the freaking ball, man. There's a flag over there.
But, we're going to wrap this up. Thanks for joining us and listening to our, golf outing on Saturday. So we appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us. And, good day. A bad day of golfing is better than a lot of other days, man.
Right. That's for sure. So thanks for listening to QT and Overdrive. I am Q.
I am T. And later, guys.
See you soon.